Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelow
and Sophie Kessler. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Mind Mastery and Manifestation podcast. We are so excited to have you here. And thank you for really sticking with us all the way through to this episode. The last episode, episode 10, we talked about the perception of reality, and we really dove deep into understanding how incredible the human mind really is in creating what it is we want to experience. And so hearing from a lot of you guys on your experiences using some of these exercises has been incredible. And so what we want to talk about today is understanding why sometimes changing your reality can be really difficult and how to actually go about that process. So diving off of what we spoke about on the last episode, what we really want to dive into next is how to really start to change that unconscious mind.
Oh man, I'm so excited about this because we've kind of been tapping on the idea of change, like teasing. With like, yeah, you know, we're going to start giving you like these amazing tools in order to change your life. Well, guess what? We're here. We finally got to start talking about transformation. We start putting a lot of these building blocks into place. Now that you know why you've been getting the results you've been getting, now that you know all the different moving parts and elements that are inside of your mind, we start figuring out how to use them. And today, really, we're going to talk about the obstacles you're going to get as you use them so that when you encounter them, you'll handle them like a pro. Because transforming your life doesn't always have to be this gloriously easy, beautiful process. It can be a challenge and it can feel like crap and sometimes it hurts. And we've got to learn how to do it because that's the gorgeous thing. We're going to show you in this episode that the hurt and the feel like crap is actually a good thing. And that these things that people resist so much sometimes because they don't want to feel that way, those are good signs. By the time you're done with this episode, you're going to know that no matter what happens, no matter what comes up, you're going to be able to use it for your development, whether it feels good or not. And you're going to walk out of here with a great sense of confidence and a great way to handle your transformation.
Absolutely. And I really, really, really love what Dan brought up here and understanding, guys, that it's going to suck sometimes. Transformation. Let's just say they call it growing pains for a reason because you really do have to, in a way, go through that pain to start to break out of that mold so you can start to create and build that muscle. And a fantastic analogy to use here is understanding when you're trying to change your body, right? When you're trying to have a body transformation, the whole process of changing that body is to go in and work your body to the point of exhaustion, where you exert those muscles. You have so much resistance, right? And so what that's doing is it's tearing apart. It's breaking down that muscle to the point to where it grows back stronger. So if that's the way body transformation works, where we literally have to get to the point where we feel like we can't do any more, and then we do one more, we break that mold, and we start to grow stronger because of that, it would be silly to think that the mind doesn't work the same way. And so what we really want to dive into in this episode, as we start to share these tools with you, is understanding that there is going to be moments, or there are going to be moments, when everything that could possibly go wrong will go wrong. When all the shit will hit the fan, and it's the best possible thing that could possibly happen.
Oh man, when you're talking about growing pains, this is the way that I think about it, because everybody has their different way of growing, you know, physically or spiritually or mentally. I am like the least graceful of like anybody I've ever seen. My transitions suck. They always have. They hurt like hell all the time.
Yep.
That's just my way. Like when I was younger, I grew nearly a foot in a month. You know how bad that hurts? Oh my God. I mean, now I can joke about it. But then I remember just, I'd get hit by a growing pain and it hurt so bad. I would drop to the floor and curl in a ball because that was the only way to somehow minimize the pain. I didn't sleep for a whole month. It was so bad. And I just absolute agony every freaking day. And at the end of it, when it finally was done, I was almost a foot taller. And I got to enjoy that gift for the rest of my life. And I freaking love being tall, okay? Like, I love being 6 foot two. I don't give a shit. It's freaking amazing. And I love this body that I got from it. I also got a lot of joint pains from that. And from that, you know, my doctors, some guy in a white coat tell me that I'd never be strong because my joints were so screwed up from growing that way. But that pain just drove me to working out and focusing in on my body and learning how to transform it. And that drove me to all sorts of things where I used to not be able to run down the street without literally crying because it hurt so bad. All of a sudden, after really learning about transformation and about body transformation and about focus and all the things that we're teaching you here, I started packing on muscle and I started running and I started getting fit and I got into CrossFit and I started beating the coaches in our competitions. What? And, you know, and I love my body now too. So there's another pain that was absolute agony. And we use these for our growth, knowing that at the other end of this, we're going to have gifts. As long as we're prepared to go through the pain and not back out, we will have gifts that we can treasure for the rest of our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think this is a big point, is it would be foolish to go into a transformation and expect there to be no, let's say, surprises or no pain in it. Because you will be massively disappointed when it happens, because that's a part of the process. And one of the analogies that I'll use here, guys, is transformation is really like running a marathon. It really is, because you go in and you start out all motivated. You're like, I'm ready to go. I got this. I feel good. And you start running and you've got all this energy. And then about 3-4 miles in, you're like, okay, I can do this. I got it. Keep going. And you're about, I don't know, 6, 7, 8, 9 miles in. You're like, okay, starting to hurt a little bit, but mind over matter, I got this. And you're about halfway through that marathon now. And you're like, holy shit, what did I sign up for? You're like, why didn't I do the half marathon? What am I doing, right? And now you're starting to feel it. You're starting to feel your muscles hurting. You're starting to feel your feet cramping. And now you're starting to have all these thoughts come in, like, what am I doing? Can I even finish this? And as you're going through that, it's painful. And you're realizing that, holy crap, I should have trained harder. And as you get to those last 5 miles, where you're literally just getting by because there's people watching you and you can't get anywhere but to the finish line, that's the only way out. You're moving and you're moving and you're moving. And what they say is that last mile is the hardest, because that last mile is when you are so exhausted, when you are so tired, when there is so much pain in your body, and it's just pushing through that last mile to get you across that finish line. It is the same way in transformation, guys. You start in, you come in, you're so pumped, you're so excited, you're so motivated. I'm going to change my life. I'm going to create what I want to create. And you start on this incredible marathon, this incredible journey of transformation, and you start to create things. Things start to shift. Things start to happen. Things start to change because of who you're becoming, and shit starts to happen. Surprises start to come up. You start to experience what we would call growing pains here and there. And it's like you get to this moment where what I would, you know, this concept of chaos, where it's like, holy crap, where's the order in my life, the structure, the comfort? And I'm sure Dan will touch on this in a minute. The comfort of what I used to know, and now I'm so freaking uncomfortable. There's so much uncertainty. It's so chaotic that when you know you are right there, you are on the cusp of a breakthrough. You are on the cusp of a transformation. That moment when everything is going wrong, when there's so much chaos, because you have freed up so much energy that you are vibrating and you are now able to create a new possibility, because you're no longer stuck in that confinement of the old matter of who you used to be.
Yeah, I mean, think about the last episode when we're saying that it's easy once you have essentially trained yourself to see the same thing over and over and over and over again and to believe the same things over and over and over again. Well, if you're going to do the same things, you're going to get the same things. And if you're going to get into a transformation, well, sometimes you got to break a lot of shit because those things that you built around you, like you said, Sophie, they're confining you too. And if you really want to get something else, sometimes you're going to have to break your perceptions. You're going to have to see totally different things. And that may or may not be a graceful process, right? Sometimes we don't want to see other things. Mm-hmm. We like the things that we've seen, but we want different things at the same time. Interesting, right? I want to keep all the stuff that I've had, but I also want totally different things. It's sort of like if you have a full Etch-a-Sketch, right? It's already full with your design and you've been spending your whole life drawing it, but now you want something else. You want a different drawing. Well, you're going to have to shake that sucker, aren't you? You can't, you have no more room. You've got to break what's already there so that you can make room for what you want. And that's another way to look at that last mile, the tearing everything into shreds so that you can start again with a new mindset, with a new outlook. And in order to do that, you're going to have to fight your unconscious mind. Because remember, go back to episode 3 when we're talking about what the unconscious mind does and how it wants to keep you safe. But the unconscious mind doesn't know the difference between safe and the same. It thinks that whatever it's gotten is what you want, is what is good for you. Why? Because you're still alive. So it doesn't want to go into the world of mystery and new things because there might be danger there. And so when you try to transform, you may get stuck in a place that is so seductive that we've even given it a name. I freaking hate this name. A place where people go and don't change. It's called the comfort zone. Notice that the comfort zone sucks. People who are in the comfort zone are rarely ever comfortable. And the comfort zone is made of fear. If you want to review why, go back to episode 5, where we talk about that. But when you want to change, especially if you're trying to change in big ways, you're going to have to go toe to toe with your unconscious mind. And it is going to prevent you from changing by making you feel uncomfortable. That's its way, saying, no, 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 stay here where it's safe. No, no, no. Look, we've always done this thing. We've always done this thing and you're still alive. It's obviously still good. Don't go out there. There could be monsters out there. And it'll try to prevent you by making you uncomfortable, by making you feel pain, by making you feel doubt, by making you feel all sorts of uncertainties and negative emotions, just holding on your ankles as you're trying to walk out of the door saying, don't go out there. I don't know what's out there. And you're going to have to kick it off anyway. Because that's how you know when you're making it. That's how you know you're going to do something that might give you the spark of creativity, the change of perception, the new bit of information or the different feeling or whatever you needed in order to give yourself that breakthrough. You're going to have to go outside. You're going to have to go outside of your safe place. And you won't know that you've gotten there until you feel that pain. That pain is a good sign. That discomfort, that's a good sign that you're bringing in different, new, exciting information. And yes, you may encounter some monsters, but you know what? At least you'll experience the rest of the world. And even when you meet those monsters, you're going to learn a lot of stuff that you'll be able to use for your own development.
Absolutely. So guys, if you can tell, I would say Den and I have had our fair share of growing pains. And the beauty in it is at this point, we not only accept that they're there, but in a weird way, we look forward to them. We look forward to experiencing that excruciating pain because it means that we're leveling up in a way. We're stepping into something new. And you can think of this in that same way of, gosh, it really is breaking that mold of who you think you are, of the life that you've created, breaking it off so that you can create a new you. And the analogy, there's so many beautiful ones for this. The analogy of a butterfly, right? That is in its cocoon, and it's spent its whole life living a certain way. And it's gone to the point where, you know, it's just been doing this day after day after day after day, eating, sleeping, eating, sleeping, eating, sleeping. And one day it just goes and hangs off of a tree and just kind of lays there and starts contemplating life. And it starts to get dark and it starts to feel constricted, and it doesn't really, it's starting to wonder, you know, what am I doing? What's going on here? And after enough time, this caterpillar starts to think, you know what? I don't want to stay in this place anymore. I don't want to be here. I want to explore the world. I want to change. I want to experience something different. And it starts to push back, and it starts to try and get out of this constricting cocoon that it's been living in for the last X amount of weeks or months. And slowly it starts to crack it open. And as it's cracking it open, it's bleeding and it's painful. And it finally breaks free. And when this beautiful caterpillar breaks out of this cocoon, it realizes that it has completely transformed into a beautiful butterfly, which has always been in it. It has always been that potential of becoming that butterfly. But it was giving itself permission to break out of that cocoon so that he could really fly. It's so unfortunate for a lot of people. They spend their whole lives living in that cocoon of their comfort zone, never breaking free, that they end up dying in their comfort zone with all of their what ifs and all of their regrets of what they wish they could have done and how they wish they could have lived. This is that message to you, to give yourself permission to break out of your cocoon and to know that you really can step into your greatest gifts, the greatest potential of who's already inside of you, if you give yourself permission to bring it out. And the first step in that, just as Dan mentioned, it's breaking that bind to that addictive, unconscious mind and showing it the possibility of living out of love instead of living in fear. And as you start to step into that, you start to experience a new world, a new reality that you create for you.
I love that. It brings up this idea here, because I almost heard my teenage self listening to you, Sophie, and thinking, yeah, but you know what? I don't have a butterfly inside of me. You know, I heard that. That would have been my response. And my current response is bullshit. That's nonsense. Because there's one thing that I've learned abundantly is that I don't know anything about myself. Even though this is what I do, I study people all day long. Mm-hmm. I still, the amount that I know about myself is so small, is so tiny, that it is astonishing that I would ever say that I can't be something or do something. And I feel like we do that to ourselves a lot. We say, nah, not me. Nah, I know myself. That, nah, I don't have that. I'm going to throw that out there. I don't know. You don't know. Nobody knows. It's one of the beautiful things about life is that we constantly go and learn things about ourselves. It's like a very human arrogance that we all have to think, hey, I've been me my whole freaking life. There's one thing I should know, it's me. You don't know an effing thing about yourself, okay? You don't. You just don't. Because you're so complex. You're so complicated, and you're learning and you're growing and you're changing all the time without you even noticing it. Think about all the things your unconscious mind does without you even knowing. And if you came to this podcast not really knowing much about the unconscious mind, listen back to episode 3 and discover how many things your mind is doing. And it's doing so much more than even what we talked about. So how could you know who you really are? You only know what you've chosen to believe. That's pretty much it. You know right now what you've chosen to focus on. But just like the rest of reality, and get back and listen to that crazy episode, how little of reality we actually experience. Well, think about that. If you're actually bringing in less than 0.001 or whatever it is percent of reality, you're part of reality. So you know only 0.0001 about yourself. How could you ever say that you're not something? How could you ever say that something is off limits to you? How dare you be that arrogant? How dare you be the caterpillar saying, no, you know what? I've never been a butterfly, so I can never be a butterfly. But it's easy to feel that sometimes. And it can be. And I know it. Look, I've spent most of my life in that. I know what it's like to think, look, I've been this way my whole life. I'm going to be this way my whole life. But that's just not true. It really is just not true. And when you get into changing your perception and changing your focus, you'll be able to see that by focusing on different things in your life, on different parts of you, that you can learn about you even more and even more. And look, if anybody can do anything, so can you. The road there may be different. You might have to do different things in order to get there, but you can do it. It's just like Roger Bannister running the mile, right? Was it a 4-minute mile? And before that, doctors said very confidently that if a human did that, their heart would explode, right? It would blow up. That's what they thought. And here comes Roger Bannister saying, you have no idea what the human body can do. And after that, within the next year, the numbers, actually, I've read a bunch of different numbers. I've heard some people say 12. I've heard some people say 6. People ran the same all of the sudden. And now it's common for high schoolers to do it. It's easy. Children are doing it. So just because it hasn't been done doesn't mean it can't be done. And just because you have not done it does not mean that you can't, right? Just because you're the caterpillar and you've been the caterpillar your whole life doesn't mean you can't become the butterfly too.
Absolutely. And as you guys can tell, we're quite pumped up about this one, because it really is a matter of giving yourself permission to create that. And this is, I think, the beauty in all of it that I really, really love. And I love that you brought this up, Dan. We don't know shit. And the more that we think we know who we are and what we do and what we're all about, the more we are limiting ourselves to what we can create. It's about getting comfortable with being uncomfortable, getting familiar with being unfamiliar, learning to love the unknown, because that is where possibility, that is where creation, that is where imagination comes from, when we can create out of nothing. And that is really where all possibility lies. So we really, you guys, if you can take anything away from this episode, number one, I hope that you can take away that as you're going on this journey of transformation, embrace the chaos, embrace the suck, embrace those growing pains. Know that they are going to happen. It is a part of the journey, and it is a beautiful sign that you are on the right track. So keep going, keep moving forward. Give yourself permission to own that, to step into possibility, to let go of everything you think you know, everything you think you are, and be creative, play with, imagine like a child again who you could become and what you can create.
And so your task for this episode is all about embracing the suck. So what I want you to do is find one thing in your life that you'd like to change. Start small again, right? Let's do baby steps. Instead of changing your job, it's a really big thing. Try something even smaller, right? And then you can work your way up. But the idea is, find something in your life that you want to change, and then write down all the things that you've been doing to get those results. All of the things that you have been doing consistently to get those results. You're looking for your habits and your patterns. And then write down another list of all of the things that you could do instead that might achieve the goal that you're looking for. And just write down unfiltered. You could write down completely ridiculous ideas that probably won't get you the desired result. You can write down stupid things. You could write down impossible things. You can write down anything. The idea is just to brainstorm all the possible things. I'll give you a very small example. It could be the difference between driving one way to work and then taking a different highway, or taking only surface streets, or taking the train, or taking other public transportation, or getting a ride share of some form, right? But you could also write down taking a helicopter, even though you know you're never going to do it, right? Taking a spaceship, who cares? Write it down. And then after you have this list, circle the ones that are feasible, that you actually can try, that won't result in death or, you know, spending a hell of a lot of money or whatever, right? The feasible ones. And then do them. Try them. I know they're probably going to make you a little uncomfortable. These things may end up getting you worse results, at least for a little bit, but you're going to learn a lot. Even getting, you know, trying one thing and, oh, you know what? In the case of like commuting to work, you know, taking surface streets. Wow, I was half an hour late to work. Okay, but you probably learned a little bit about yourself. You probably learned a little bit about the neighborhood that you drove through. You probably picked up some other information that you would not have gotten going the same way every time. And you might be able to use that information, maybe not now, but maybe in the future, you'll be able to use that information as part of your transformation. So the goal here is to start getting comfortable being uncomfortable, just trying new things. And who knows what kind of breakthroughs you'll experience just from that. So guys, I hope you enjoyed that episode as much as we did. I freaking love this stuff. And now that we're getting really into, you know, practical transformation, oh God, it's so much fun. Right? And so the next episode coming up is about taking responsibility for your life and for your change. It is another critical component, and it's not as simple as a lot of people think. So come on back, spend another little bit with us, and pick up another set of amazing tools that you can transform your life.
Awesome, guys. We will see you on the next episode.